News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's 7:05, and it's November the 28th. We have lost another month, Bad Bob. 530.
They just kind of stand through the hourglass.
Frankly, you know, I tell you what, I'm going to start docking your pay for every month that gets away from us. You know, I tell you one thing to do at the beginning of the month, and what is that? Don't let this month get away. And now here we are in Christmas, and you know what that means. The Christmas month.
It means the bills from last year should be paid off by now.
That means the government gets another bite out of our taxes starting in almost a month, in one day. They start getting next year's, and you're still paying off 2 years ago. Some people. Anyway, hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we've got a lot of things we want to talk about today. But one of the things I want you to start thinking about, because I want to start talking about this one, with all the important things that are going on in the world, I need a couple phone calls from you, and I'll tell you why. $500 million. $500 million. The Powerball lottery. They're selling tickets at about $105,000 tickets a minute. So, of course, we can't get that in California, nor can you do it in Nevada, but I understand that the roads between California and Arizona are just burning as people are going back and forth there. And I guess if you have relatives in other states and you just say, hey, here, spend a dollar, see if we can win $500 million. Here's what I like to do is if you could even imagine winning $500 million, what would you do with it? What would be the first thing you'd really do with it? All right?
Besides hire a really good lawyer?
Well, yeah. Let's just say that the government's already, you know, the government's not on your back and all that. In fact, maybe, you know, if you win it now, you should take it now before they raise the taxes on you incredibly rich people. Anyway, but... we're going to go to, I tell you what, let's go to Wells Fargo, as we do every morning, for our Wells Fargo advisors, and let them give us our market minute. It's Steve Medak. Steve, good morning.
Good Wednesday morning to you. The major averages opened in negative territory this morning amid continued uncertainty surrounding the fiscal cliff. Today, President Obama will hold a second meeting with business leaders to discuss the looming tax increase and spending cuts. Currently, the Dow's off 104 points at 12,773, S&P's off 12 at 1386, and the Nasdaq's off 29 at 2938. Some of the most active stocks this morning, Facebook is up 7 cents at 26.22, Vodafone is unchanged at 25.05. Stocks of local interest, we have PG&E off 17 cents at $40.36, North Valley Bank unchanged at 14.01. For the commodities, gold is currently down $31 at 17.10, silver is off 90 cents at 33.12, and crude oil down $1.47 at 85.70. That's the market for now. This is Steve Medak with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Steve. Hey, Steve. Are you still there?
I'm still here, sir.
Okay, look, Steve, when I win that $500 million on the Powerball lottery, I promise you, you guys are going to be like the second person I call.
Who's the first?
First is I'll let Linda know.
Attaboy. Hey, sounds great. Well, you know, we'll do whatever we can to give you income for life.
Well, I tell you what, there's no doubt in my mind that you guys know what you're doing. So, you know what? Number two.
Sounds
great.
That's
right. Okay, thanks a lot, Steve. Have a great day.
Good luck to both of us.
Yeah, super.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, hey, look, we have our Wells Fargo Market Minute on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 on KCNR. And you can go visit them down on Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. Ask them what you would do with that $500 million, half a billion dollars. Hey, Bad Bob, before we break, it's weather.
Well,
we're going to talk a little bit more about it, but just kind of give us the wave tops right here.
You might be middle-aged, you remember this phrase. What's a cubit? Rain is likely today, high of 54. Winds up to 20 miles an hour. Could get an inch of the wet stuff. More rain tonight, and that is going to continue on through tomorrow when it gets really wild. Possibly another inch of rain, and currently in Reading, we are looking at 45 degrees. There is a flood advisory from the National Weather Service for portions of Shasta County. The foothills and upper elevations, the snow level's way high, up past 6,000 feet, but the lower elevations, they could see up to a foot by the time the weekend is done, maybe even more than that.
Okay, when we come back from our break, besides the $500 million that you know what you would do with it, we need to talk about this. This could be the flood of the century. So we want to talk to see if you're prepared, because then we want to talk preparedness, because, you know, it's one of the things we preach here, is being able to take care of yourself. What happens if the electricity goes down? What happens if there's no water? What, you know, I mean, if, what happens if the major electrical system heads down for days, three or 4 days? And what about if it's this bad, you know, maybe the roads?
Yep. And, of course, the weather, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And trust me, if it looks really bad, I'm heading out to Anselmo's because the food's great and you can drink wine. They were, you know, just here yesterday with those Linden cabs. Are those things absolutely great? You can ride in those. And the Anselmo Vineyards, of course, has great food and music on the weekends and pizza night tomorrow night. Give them a call, 474-5546. All right, let's take that break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Take a break from the holiday stress and laugh your Santa hat off at the Riverfront Playhouse production of Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some. Directed by Russell Pyatt, featuring the talents of Chris Gomez, Ian Dalzell, and Tyler Penn, this fast and funny show crams all of your favorite Christmas stories, traditions, and carols into one wild night. Friday and Saturday nights, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. through December 15th. Get your tickets at the Cascade Theater box office. If you can only see one Christmas show this year, why not see them all?
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA51006.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. Carlin and the Bot. 100-year flood. It must be true. I saw it in the paper today. Record Searchlight. Hey, did I ever tell you? I liked Record Searchlight. I know there's people that complain about it. And I, you know what? And I heard a rumor is that online that, well, Scripps is going to, you have to pay.
The paywall.
Pay to read online. Now, I haven't seen anything official about it except Scripps. Newspaper said they were going to do that. I haven't seen anything about it here, but it doesn't surprise me.
Does this mean I have to install a video monitor in the bottom of my bird cage?
So you, now, I don't know how much it is. I don't know if it's going to be, what, but I tell you one thing it will do. It will probably stop half the comments because of the people that are writing probably don't, you know. $12 Red Bull. $12 or Red Bull, you know. $12 or wine. $12 or wine, you know.
I'll get you a six pack of some, of certain beers.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, it's like, okay, let's talk floods. You know, this is a quote from John Sutcher, the supervisor of Reading Storm Drain Utility. If we're going to get a huge amount of water, Reading Storm Drain System will not handle it. Most systems are designed to handle a 10 or 25 year event. That's the 10 or 25 year flood. Mm-hmm. And it seems like this is going to be a 100 year event. And Reading should expect an inch of rain today between, inch of rain per day between today and Sunday, with much more possible during the largest storm surges Thursday and Saturday. Okay, I'm laughing for a couple reasons and we're going to talk about that. The further north we'll get to heavier amounts. Winds are expected to reach 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles an hour during the next few days. Now, the city of, I'm going to give out the sandbag locations. Well, we gave them out yesterday and people were calling in afterwards and all this. So get ready to copy. We'll do it several times. Here in Reading, the City Corporation Yard at 2055 Viking Way in front of building number 3. And that's out there by Big League Dreams. Is that right, Bob?
You are correct, sir. Yes.
Reading Fire Station number 4 at 2605 South Bonneville Road. In Bella Vista, at the Bella Vista Fire Station, number 33, out at 2202 Highway 299. Palo Cedro Fire Station, number 32, at 9418 Deschutes Road. French Gulch Fire Station. If you don't know where the French Gulch Fire Station is in French Gulch, you don't really need to go there. Cottonwood Fire Station, number 23, at 3271 Brush Street. In the Jones Valley Fire District at 1468 Ravine Road. So, Bernie, they've got it up at the Sheriff's Substation. Red Cross also will be offering assistance to flood victims. I think we need to stand by on this one because it looks like we're going to get a lot there, Bad Bob.
Yeah, looking at this alert from the National Weather Service, a few more bits and pieces. 2 to 4 inches in the northern, that is in Reading. We are looking at between now and the weekend up to 8 inches of rain. Small stream flooding, a lot of debris. There's quite a few stream beds that are plugged up. Be ready to move if you start seeing the water come up and monitor. You can get those little weather radios now all over town, pretty cheap. They will sound that alert tone when there is reported flooding, and just be ready to be mobile.
Well, I tell you what, since we're here and we're here most of the day, we're going to be tuned into all these things, and we've got producers and anybody can come in and break in on the shows. So if we hear there's flooding someplace, we'll be glad to do that during the day. And even on the weekends, we have so many local shows, and our producers will be well aware of what's going on and be able to give updates every hour on what happens. The we're going to take a quick break and come back. There's a lot of things going on with Benghazi. You know, the big thing, and I want to talk, and we'll have plenty of time, it appears, to be talking about this, but recount in our city election. Because I have a couple of questions, and I just wonder if anybody else has. And, you know, and these affect all of us. And plus, what are you going to do with that $500 million? And I'm going to start with Bad Bob. So we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Howdy, partner. What you doing December 7th? How about riding on down to the Cascade Theater for a show that rounds up classic cowboy singing, some wacky humor, holiday cheer, and a little yodeling? Who knows what else Riders in the Sky will do when they bring their show to the Cascade Theater one night only for Christmas the Cowboy Way, December 7th. Tickets are on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. It's Riders in the Sky, December 7th.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
What happened to this guy?
Who is it?
John Cougar. John Cougar Mellencamp?
Oh, he's still
on. John Mellencamp?
He's still on. Hey, welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 28th of November. I should go back and check my chat room because people, I'm sure, in there telling me what they would do. Yeah, Jimmy. Good morning. Hey, Jimmy. Welcome back. You know, Jimmy, are you going to be out there filling sandbags? Jimmy is a longtime listener but he has to travel for work. And, you know, because he's in the construction business. It's always good to see him back. Anyway, Bad Bob.
Yes.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with great coffee, any way you want it. The best prices on tobacco products in town. In business for 30 years. Discounts for veterans. Tobacco and Brew. Can't say enough about them. 2643 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, let's move on. All right, now, the $500 million, I'm not trying to obsess about it, but who has never thought of, you know what, that lottery's big enough now, I'm going to spend $10 on it, I'm going to spend $20 on it, like a $12 million, payday is not enough. I'm not going to put my money into that. $500 million? Yeah, it's worth it. I'm going to be one of those people buying 107,000 tickets a minute. And what are your chances? I mean, the chances of winning a lotto are like less than a lightning strike, I think, depending on how many are sold.
Yeah, your odds of being sucked up in a tornado or being hit by lightning. Or
a shark biting you right down here on Market Street.
You
probably got a better chance of, okay, bad Bob, but if you did, what would you do?
After I set up my mom and paid off the property and set up some kind of trust fund for the offspring, I'd go see the
places. That might take the first, $5 million?
Yeah. I would want to go see the places I've always wanted to see, the stuff that makes this planet such an amazing place, starting with the Inside Passage up to Alaska on my own boat.
On your own boat with your own crew.
Yeah.
That you could just sit there and have your little white captain hat on and drive the boat if you wanted to.
I don't want a boat that big. I want something around 30 feet that two of us could handle.
No, you don't want 30 feet. Trust me. You want 40 feet.
Well, I'm not talking about passage making, but...
But I'm telling you, having lived on a 38-foot boat for just me, that was acceptable. I saw people on... I've made passages on 30-foot boats. You don't want a 30-foot boat. You want bigger waterline. All right. $500 million. You know what? That would run... The scary thing about this
national
is,
debt for 20 minutes or something.
No, it's not even that. I don't even think it's And here's the. I was just reading about. We talk about the national debt, which is $16 trillion now, right? Not even close. You know what the national debt really is? At least by two economists that worked on the Clinton and the Bush, on the tax plans, and they're both one Democrat, one Republican, and they come back and they said, you're talking about $16 trillion. That's not even close. Because you're not adding in. We've never had, and this is something, take this down, my friends, just sit down and listen to this, you're not going to like it. We've never had a real accounting from the government where they sat down and said, just how much money do we really owe? Yeah, we know we have a $16 trillion deficit. But when you add in the unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare, and you add that all in, and all the retirements, try $88 trillion is the true estimate. I think it's 88.4 is the true estimate of our debt.
How could that ever possibly be paid?
It can't. See, that's the thing is right now the $16 trillion is more than our GDP, and so it's like but when you add in the unfunded, see, this is why when we get into we're going to talk about the recount and Gary Cad and what's going on with that. And, but you think about our federal deficit. Everybody here in the United States, it's bad enough you think, oh gosh, my kid owes $75,000. No, it's much worse than that. They don't put in the unfunded liabilities that we face, that we know we're going to have to pay out.
Big elephant in the room.
It is. And so you talk about raising taxes. You can't raise enough taxes for that. And one of the things we're also going to talk about soon is the definition of poverty in this country. You're going to be very surprised by this, at a definition of poverty and why we're never going to get people out of poverty. And I'll tell you, and I'll talk about that too when I get back. Because once you define it, once you've defined poverty and you find out how they do it, you're going to see why. But anyway, going back to the deficit, unfunded liabilities are the ones they're going to, that's the one that's when it kicks in. Well, it's already kicking in. Is going to finally probably maybe be a tipping point on the economy. Yes, you can raise taxes, but if you don't start cutting entitlements or getting them under control or finding things like in Social Security, you add a year to the age, testing to see if do you really need Social Security? If you make this much money, should you be getting Social Security? Well, that's another question. Should you? We'll be talking about all that when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460 AM, your newspaper of the morning, newspaper of the airwaves.
Fox Business Network, it's another down day for the markets as investors focus their attention on the looming fiscal cliff. The Dow Industrials and S&P are extending their losses for a third straight day. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down triple digits. Shares of BP are also under pressure today after the Environmental Protection Agency temporarily suspended the oil giant from new contracts with the U.S. government over conduct tied to the worst oil spill in U.S. history. Earlier this month, BP pled guilty to criminal misconduct in the Gulf of Mexico oil spill and agreed to pay record penalties of $4.5 billion. And today's Powerball jackpot could be one for the history books, with the pot rising to a record $500 million. Your chance of winning? 1 in 175 million. But the lucky winner, if there is one, would take home nowhere near the half billion in winnings. Roughly 30% will go toward paying taxes to states and the federal government. About another 15% goes to ticket sellers and is used for administration costs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diana Thedo.
Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with two free extras, go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-2134. That's 1-800-489-2134.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM. You know what? I think your newspaper on the airwaves, because we cover it all. Your view of the world, your snapshot of the world. And this portion of your snapshot of the world comes is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They're competitive, over 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County, locally owned, family operated, all employees are safety trained, very service oriented, offers and discounts, the discounts for veterans and seniors. All right, got all that? Why not use them? Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. It's going to be getting bad out there. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, you know, Mark Kent wandered through here because he's on his way down to the recount. And it was perfect. That was where I was going to next. So good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Fine. Of course, you've got that great show, Sovereign Minds.
It's true.
On Saturday mornings, and you sit in every so often. You're a fiscal expert, and I was just talking to you about this $88.4 trillion debt, which we really have.
Right. Yeah.
There's only two things that can happen, right?
Right. It's true. A debt that can't be paid won't. There's only two things that can happen here is you either devalue the currency or you deflate the economy by cutting spending so draconianly that everybody's going to hurt big time.
So the $16 trillion debt is just, it's not even,
dropping
not
a bucket.
Even close
yeah.
because it's the unfunded liabilities. Which has gotten Redding and so many other cities in California in trouble. Many of them have gone into bankruptcy.
Right.
Is because the unfunded liabilities being the,
Medicaid
and all this, but also, retirement benefits,
yep.
Medical like this, which has caused a
That's
problem.
The big rub with the civil service right now is, you know, if you use Reading as the example of 7% guaranteed, well, who can guarantee 7% in a market right now? I mean, that's, so if the CalPERS is investing in stock market, they're not getting 7%.
No, in fact, the stock market's down. It's been down since the election.
There you go. So if they're losing money, then the city of Reading has guaranteed because of our esteemed city council and the powers that be in the past have guaranteed them their 7%. Now, 7%, if you look at the retirement packages across the board, is quite a bit of money. And if we have to come out of pocket every year with a shrinking economy, shrinking sales tax, shrinking revenues coming in, it's a recipe for disaster. That's the big rub, and it doesn't seem like the one side wants to give up anything, or it's like squeezing a turnip, you know.
The unions have, you know, there have been things given. Now,
okay.
But there have been. Now, but what you're doing, this is what leads us to the other, is this recount that's going on right now. Gary Cadd won by 11 votes.
Correct.
And now they're in the middle of a recount, and it was started by a group called the Full Count for Reading 2012. Now, the reason that you're here is because you are on your way down to
be an observer on the recount, absolutely. And they have their side, and part of the rub here is that, and I think this is important because group, as they say that they are, as bipartisan, which is totally questionable, seems to be a union organization of some sort. I don't know if that's a fact, but there seems to be union leaders involved and so forth. And so it kind of tells you how important this is because this could swing the council back the other way.
This could be before you even came in, here was my questions. Who paid for the recount? We're talking $10,000.
We don't know because we can't find out till after the first of the year.
Who are they? Is what I said. Business, concerned citizens, unions. Now it could be all of the three, but
I'd like to know who the concerned citizens and the businesses are for one.
Well, I mean is they could be all three.
Could be.
It could be. Now $10,000 for that recount's a lot. Now here's the question, or here's the rub. I think is if Gary Cadd does win,
right?
That makes it Jones, Cadd, and Bassetti.
Right.
And frankly, Rick Bassetti is. He's just finished up a very, very hard campaign.
Right.
A harsh campaign.
Right.
But he has stood out there along with Jones. For many times, votes are 3-2.
Well, let me clarify one thing. Gary Cadd has already won, and this election already has been certified.
Okay.
This recount is to try to overturn that.
Okay, got it. Okay, Gary Cadd has won. You're right. And he was announced as a winner. Now.
Correct.
they're counting thousands of votes here.
37,000, I think.
37,000 votes. And I saw one of the comments was is that some votes aren't counted because they circled it instead of drawing that line.
There's some rules there on this, and if there's a consistent thing where they circle all of them exactly the same way, you know, and there's some guidelines from the state, and that's kind of what the challenges would be about. Is this legitimately how he cast his vote, or is there any kind of, and what was his intent when he was doing it? Is that questionable? And that's whether the vote gets thrown out or not.
Is this a hanging Chad type of thing?
Yeah, that's yeah, we need to hang Chad, all right. But
yeah, well.
But the real deal is that they're going to try to throw out votes probably because we want this election to stay the way it is and to use the count that was done if Gary is going to stay the elected official. And so the idea is to go through, and they will probably want to try to challenge if there's anything challengeable because that will diminish Gary Cad's side more than their side probably.
Well, one vote.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. Now, the other thing, is there any qualms about the fact that all these votes have been kept someplace without you know, some kind of, like, chain of custody here?
Evidently, they're in security. They have a vault that they have them in that has a keypad lock, and there is some security. And we've been looking into that as well to make sure that the and we got to say, too, yeah. Kathy Darling's been doing a good job on this. And,
got no problems with Kathy at all.
Absolutely.
Got no problems with Kathy.
And they've been keeping it secure. And,
okay, good.
And they want to – and I'm certain they want to make their vote stand because this also is a reflection on how they're counting the votes. So
that's true.
So I think that all in all, this is a good thing for both sides, but it just shows you that the powers that be do not want Dickerson to leave because there's
Dick's a moderate, but he's also, you know, he leans in toward the into the unions there.
Absolutely,
hey,
no question.
We got to take a quick break here.
And I got to go.
Yeah, and you got to go. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Hi folks, Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take Mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket, and with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our smoking fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR, 1460 AM, Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. From a small chip up to a crack 24 inches long, he can fix it. He guarantees his work. Jeff Wurst. He knows what he's doing, and he guarantees it. He's located at 3280 Market Street in Redding. Give him a call at 241-8373. All right, let's go to the phones. Ruth, you're live at KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey, Ruth.
Hey, Ruth, you're live.
Hi, good morning.
I wasted my great intro because Bob pushed the wrong button. So
the wrong button. I didn't even get to hear music. Hey, good morning. I just wanted to give you a call, and I also am doing the observing at the elections office.
Now talk to me about it.
Well, I just have a quick observation because I, too, like Mark, have to be in there in just a few minutes. But one of the things, there are a lot of KCNR people there, but the reason that I went there was to just to observe the process. And one of the things, having been there yesterday, I found out is that the system works. And what we are counting are valid votes, and it appears that, you know, the employees there and Kathy Darling, they're doing their job. And what we're seeing from my observations yesterday is actually that they are valid votes.
Well, Kathy Darling Allen. Kathy Garland Allen has, we've known her for now, 4 years? And she seems to she cares about what's happening. You know, they've had a couple glitches with the absentee ballots, but, you know, they've fixed that problem. And I'm glad to hear from two separate people that the system does work.
It does. And I was really, I went in there kind of anxious a little bit to see, how were we going to be challenging and doing all that? And that really is not the process. It is about really the system working and seeing that it's done right and that everybody's vote counts. And the other thing is that it's a real amicable atmosphere. So
that's really good. So both sides are there just observing, and there's, saying just making sure that the system has counted every vote.
Yes, and it is fun, actually. I'm having a pretty good time. I'm not able to listen to your show, but a half hour of it, but just wanted to say I miss you guys, and I will be back tomorrow with me.
Now, you're down there in the promenade, right? Promenade?
Right across from the mall there, so we don't have to walk in the rain. We can just walk through the mall and then go to the elections office. But
well, I may just come down there afterwards just to kind of take a look and see what's going.
Well, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Bring donuts.
Okay. Hey.
All right.
Take care. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Bye-bye.
You know, this is important, my friends. On 11 votes. Now, let me tell you the story once more is when Linda and I went out to lunch, and I'm not going to say where because I don't want to cast aspersions because the owner of the place isn't like this at all. But our waitress, when we asked her, it was election day, are you going to vote today? Oh, no, I just don't know enough. And, I don't look at it. My friends and I, we don't watch TV. And I looked at her and I thought to myself, what a waste. I mean, you don't care about what could severely affect you. You don't care. And when it came to the tip, I left the tip. But what I wanted to do, and Linda slapped my hand when I was starting to do it, here's your tip. You should vote. That's your tip. And I tell you what, it's more valuable than any amount of money I could ever give you, except for maybe half of the Powerball ticket. But then you don't have to vote because you don't care. But you know what? Not voting, and you're 26 years old. I mean, it's not like you're a child, and you're not voting. And so here it is. We have a contest which is going to have a significant impact on Reading. This has a significant impact on Reading. If you don't think so, if the election is not overturned because of miscounting, not for any bad deeds or anything, but because of a miscount, you're going to see a change in the way the Reading Council does business. And if I was on the city staff, I'd be sitting there wondering what's going to happen. Because now it goes 3-2 in the other direction. And nobody has ever accused Gary Catt of being a liberal weenie. All right. Did I say that right?
That would be an understatement.
Yeah, no, yeah, nobody's accused Gary of that. I tell you what, okay, Jimmy.
We're gonna kind of like spread that. We're gonna spread this next breakout. So, Jimmy, you're calling about the lottery. Welcome home.
Hey, thanks, Carl. It's great to be back in the North State, rain or shine. You know, hey, you know what? Me and my wife, we always talked about if we'd win the lottery, what would we do? Well, first thing we'd do is, of course, is get financial advisor. The second thing we'd do is split our winnings into three sections. One would be our nest egg. The other third, we'd each have to do whatever we want with, like give it to family and all that stuff. And, of course, I'd give a chunk to each one of my family and say, after this, that's it. But one of the cool things I'd do is, you know me, I've got, you know, pretty long hair and a goatee, and I look, you know, a little rough. Well, I'd dress in, like, holy blue jeans and, like, a Led Zeppelin T-shirt, and I'd go into, like, the Ferrari dealership and see how they treated me. Or, like, you know, go shopping on Fifth Avenue.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you a story about that one. Down on Rodeo Drive and down in Beverly Hills, yeah. You know, in those places where all the stars and all the money is, the waiters down there have learned to look past clothes.
Ah.
You know what they look for? They yeah. look at watches and shoes. That uh-huh. You could have holy shirts, you could, you know, be unshaven, your hair hasn't been washed in 3 weeks. They've learned to pick out that $10,000 watch or that $4,000 pair of shoes. Now,
right, because of the rock stars.
Yeah, I mean, if you walk, you know, and so down there, they'd probably be looking at you thinking, oh, this guy could have a lot of money. But you're right, you go into almost any other place, they would just ignore you.
Oh.
And,
I'll wear a cheap Seiko then.
Yeah. I might even buy a watch then. So, okay.
Right.
Well, no, that's good. That's good. You know, but you know what? Who can't think about, gosh, if I won, what would I do?
I don't know if I'd want to actually win that much money. You know,
it's ruined a lot of lives.
Yeah, I'd probably give a lot to charity and
set up a foundation. You could take 10% of that, $50 million, and set up a foundation that could do a lot of good.
Oh, yeah. And plus, you'd have everybody you ever drank a beer with calling you. So
oh, that's it. You know what? You read stories about people that have won these things. They wake up the next morning after it's been announced who they were, and on their front yard are hundreds of people. You know, oh, we want part of your money, or we've got these great business ventures and all this stuff. Anyway.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's why I'd take the winning ticket and I'd lock it up really safe, not say anything for 3 or 4 or 5 months until things kind of settled down. I'd have, you know, I'd do the things with the experts, you know, get things lined out, and then wait for the onslaught. So anyway, hey Jimmy, thanks. Welcome home.
You bet. Thanks, Carl. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460 AM.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be.
So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Take a break from the holiday stress and laugh your Santa hat off at the Riverfront Playhouse production of Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some. Directed by Russell Pyatt, featuring the talents of Chris Gomez, Ian Dalzell, and Tyler Penn, this fast and funny show crams all of your favorite Christmas stories, traditions, and carols into one wild night. Friday and Saturday nights, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. through December 15th. Get your tickets at the Cascade Theater box office. If you can only see one Christmas show this year, why not see them all?
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. 7:56 in the morning, November the 28th. 530-605-4567 is our phone, and of course we're streaming live all over the world from KCNR1460.com. Had one the other day from Indiana. UK. UK wrote to us. Well, so, hey, here's a shout-out to our friends in the United Kingdom. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? It's getting there, my friends. It's getting colder. We're getting hit with a 100-year flood. Good time to call Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Service and repair, all makes and models. This is Alliance Heating and Air. Call them at 530-221-2642. They'll come out. They'll fix it. Go to their website, homecomfort.org. Been around since 1992. Good people. All right. Bad Bob, let's hit the weather again here at the top of the hour so then we can tell people again where sandbags are at. But you know what? You're following this on your mobile map there.
So two excellent sites you can check out, of course. Wonderground, WUNDERGROUND. They've got a great map display. Also the Weather Channel application, if you have a smartphone, seems to work rather well. We do have a flood advisory in effect for Northern California. Shasta County in particular could see rainfalls in the mountain areas up to an inch. Down in the valley, we're probably looking at about 8 inches or so. That's going to overwhelm the storm drain system. So particularly if you live in some of those known trouble spots along Olney Creek, down in the Churn Creek bottom area, places like that, be ready to move out if the floodwaters come in. And on the chat room, we saw an advisory, don't cross a flooded intersection if you see moving water. The power of moving water is amazing. And there was an incident last year where a gentleman was actually swept off his feet and pulled into a storm drain. Yet that would make for a very bad day. If you come up on an flooded intersection in your car, do not attempt to pass it and don't ever attempt to drive through running water because it will pick up your vehicle and sweep you away.
And move you away.
As we look at the forecast, rain throughout the day, high of 54 degrees. Chance of rain over an inch in the valley today. That's going to continue through tonight with showers. Winds up to 30 miles an hour. So you're going to want to keep that in mind as well. More of the same tomorrow. Rainfall over an inch. And currently in Redding, it is 46 degrees, Carl.
Okay, now let's talk about this. Is where can you get those sandbags? Because the city of Reading is giving out sandbags. You can go to the city corporation yard on Viking Way, across from the Field of Dreams. Bigly Dreams.
Yes,
Bigly Dreams. Sorry. Okay, and Reading Fire Station number 4 at 2605 South Bonneview, in Palo Cedro at Fire Station number 32 on Deschutes Road, Bella Vista, number 33 on Highway 299, French Gulch at the French Gulch. And we'll be hitting these several times. When we come back, we've got a bunch of other things we're going to be talking about.
I actually hit that just a hair early.
That's what I thought.
You got about 10 seconds before
I could have given
you
more.
You could have given a little bit more.
Well, let me put it this way. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM. Your view of the world with a local touch.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
The election's over. He won. Congratulations.
For his second day on the Senate floor, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accusing the president of campaigning for his own ideas instead of leading to find a fiscal cliff solution. But there may be a glimmer of hope from the House, as President Obama prepares to host taxpayers, business leaders, and his former rival. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live at the White House.
In plenty of pleasantries, House Speaker John Boehner telling reporters he remains optimistic a deal is within reach. Connecticut Democrat John Larson responds,
I commend Leader Boehner, Speaker Boehner, for setting the appropriate tone.
But Boehner reiterates opposition to raising tax rates on anyone. This hour here at the White House, the president will urge Congress to raise tax rates on the wealthiest 2%. Supporters are also encouraged to take to social media. Big company CEOs are at the White House this afternoon for a fiscal cliff Q&A. Republicans accuse the president of campaigning instead of negotiating directly with them, Lisa.
Well, Jared, the House Speaker's optimism enough to help Wall Street out. The Dow has pared all of its earlier losses, right now up a point. Tomorrow, Mitt Romney will go to the White House for a private lunch with the president. No more federal contracts for BP for now, the latest punishment for the 2010 oil disaster in the Gulf. Fox Radio's Evan Brown is this live.
Lisa, the EPA says they're still upset with BP's lack of integrity during the Deepwater Horizon incident, that they won't allow it to do any work for the U.S. government. The pronouncement comes the same day former BP employees who worked overseeing the drilling on the rig in the Gulf are to be arraigned for manslaughter. 11 workers died in that explosion back in April of 2010. BP also recently agreed to settle all other criminal complaints by federal prosecutors to the tune of $4.5 billion, Lisa.
Evan, thanks. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a garment. Give a, give a, give a, give a garment.
Find something fun for everyone. Garment.com, Garment.com.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
A sixth day of protests in Egypt over the president's new powers. But in the meantime, work on a draft constitution has continued. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Mideast Bureau.
Protesters are still camped out in Cairo's Tahrir Square, Lisa, refusing to move until the president reverses his power grab. Two of Egypt's top courts also joined in the protests. That's Mustafa Kumi, a high court judge, who says it's the first time in history they've suspended their work. The assembly, meanwhile, says a final draft of the country's new constitution will be finished later today. If it is then approved after a vote in a popular referendum, a Muslim Brotherhood official says it would cancel the decree extending Mohamed Morsi's powers. Lisa?
Emily, thanks. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie just announcing an updated damage toll from Superstorm Sandy, nearly $37 billion just for New Jersey. Across the U.S., mixed news on sales of new homes, dipping slightly in October, but still over 20% higher than the same month last year. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez back in Havana for more medical treatment.
Chavez says he will get hyperbaric oxygenation treatments in Cuba, which are used for patient rehab after radiation. There's question about the possible reasons behind the treatment, as he has been silent for months about his condition following his secret fight with cancer. There's no word on when he'll return to Venezuela, but he needs to be back by January 10th when he will be sworn in as president for his fourth term. David Noto, Fox News Radio.
An apology from Two and a Half Men actor Angus T. Jones. If anyone was offended, he says, by disparaging remarks about the show in a video posted by a church, Jones called the show filth, urging people to stop watching. But in a glowing written statement, he says he's grateful to have and has the highest regard and respect for the people he's worked with. And Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM with Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning, November the 28th, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today we've got just a lot of things we're going to be talking about again. You know, last hour we talked about the recount. And we had two people that are down there observing the recount. One came into the into the studio by accident, and I found out that he had that. And Mark Kent, and then Ruth Angel called and said she's down there, and we're going to talk a bit about the recount again, about what they've discovered for those who are just joining us. And we're going to hit the weather real hard. We're going to talk about Benghazi during this time. We're going to be talking about people suing the government for something they may not want, even if they win. But before we do any of that, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors and get our market update. Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 5 points at 12,872. The S&P 500 down 3 points at 1,396, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 7 points at 2,960. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 192 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 12 cents at 954, Nokia up a nickel at 322, AT&T down 24 cents at 33.38, and Coca-Cola up 12 cents at 37.28. Of local interest, PG&E down 15 cents at $40.39, Home Depot off 12 cents at $64.05, and Tri-County's Bank up 6 cents at $15.37. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.61%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's down 98 cents a barrel at $86.20. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $28.32 an ounce at $17.12.84. While silver's down 66 cents at $33.37 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 here in the morning. And I know you're going to want to talk to them, so give them a call at 243-7561 or even stop by and see them at Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, let's hit the weather for people that have just come in to us.
Well, if you're just joining us, Carl, we've got rain throughout the day tomorrow and right into the weekend, and lots of it, possibly as much as 4 to 6 inches, maybe even 8 inches by the time the weekend is done. In the higher elevations, a lot more rain. That means we've got a strong possibility of flooding. National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for Shasta County throughout the weekend.
High of 54 degrees today, overnight low of 51, not a lot of temperature variation, and tomorrow it'll get up to about 58, and currently in Reading, 46 degrees, again, a storm warning in effect, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, that's right. On Thursday nights is pizza night, you know, it's great pizza in a wood-fired oven, and of course, music on the weekends, great, great dinners, great lunches and brunches on Sunday. Give them a call at 474-5546, Sporting Clays, and horseback rides. It may be a little bit rainy for a horseback ride this week, but, you know, it's next week will be clearing up for that. Okay, when we talked about the weather, it is bad, and it can be, it can be dangerous out there. We talked about that. You're talking inches of rain. We're talking 8-plus inches of precipitation up in the mountains. It may even be more than that. This doesn't include Saturday and Sunday when people are talking about it. Now, storm drains. And we're going to go over this real quick. John Stacher, who is the supervisor of Reading Storm Drain Utility, has said, if we're going to get a huge amount of water, Reading Storm Drain System can't handle it. Most systems are designed to handle a 10 or 25 year event. That's the 10 or 25 year flood. This could be the 100 year flood. And my friends, I've been in a 100 year flood before. And most systems can't take it. I had my house with 4 feet of water in it because it couldn't take it. And because the storm drains could not handle it. Anyway, if we're going to be getting this much rain between now and Sunday, we should expect an inch of rain per day with much more possible, as Bob's just been telling you. The further north, you're going to get heavier amounts. Plus, the winds are expected to reach 20 to 30 miles an hour with gusts up to 35. Now, all this front page of the Record Searchlight. Now, here's where you get your sandbags. City Corporation Yard on Viking Way across from Field of Big League Dreams. Reading Fire Station number 4 at 2605 South Bonneview. In Palo Cedro, Fire Station number 32 on Deschutes Road. Bella Vista, the Fire Station 33 at 2202. Highway 299, French Gulch Fire Station on French Gulch Road, Cottonwood Fire Station number 23 on Brush Street, Jones Valley Fire District on Ravine Road, Mountain Gate Fire Station number 41 on Wonderland Boulevard, Burney in the Burney Sheriff's Department there. Red Cross, here's a number, 800-733-2767 if you need assistance, if you end up needing a place to stay. All right, we're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:11 in the morning. It is raining, and it's not going to stop. KCNR 1460 AM, your view of the world with a local touch.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
You. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM. 8:15 in the morning on November the 28th, and yeah, it's 46 degrees out there, and the rain is going to continue to come. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe has special coffees like the pumpkin spice on sale. Finest prices are the lowest prices for tobacco products in the town next door. And, of course, they have veteran discounts and have been supporting this community for over 30 years, Joe and Shelley. They have great people doing great work down there with all the people that work for them. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. You remember when the police came in and Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti talked about one of the problems we're having is the number of calls at these motels here in town that seem to attract trouble. And so, you know, and he made a big point of this. He made a big point of talking about this for, let's say, a year. And, he's saying we need to get more tools. We need to start coming down on these people. And then you have Ed Roman and his group with the Reading Crime Watch. And they have over 250 people in it. And, by the way, I get emails every day from them. They're watching people. They're reporting things stolen. It goes to the police, the whole thing. And they're complaining about it. Well, Starman says something about at the meeting about, well, maybe we need to have a tax on, we're going to have to provide this fee and charge and do background checks on the owners and the managers and, of course, and then inspections. And then, of course, you're going to have to pay for that.
Regulations.
No, not when you can already do it. And that's now the city's doing it. They've put together a team that goes in there and checks for habitability. Oh, wow. Or code enforcement. How about just code enforcement? They're finding places in there that electricity is bad. The beds are lice infested, or I should say vermin infested. They're going in and they're forcing places to clean up. But here's just an idea. You know, when we start talking about places to stay or to put your in-laws when they come in for the weekend, let's go with here. Now, this is calls for service at Reading Hotels, and these numbers for the period of November 11, 2011 to May 21st, 2012. If you were living at the Reading Inn, you got one police car out there a day, 403 calls.
Only one?
Well, they may have come in force, but let me put it that way. The next one, of course, is the Americana Inn. Oh, that's where we usually put our guests up there coming in and out of town. 211 calls. And then you get the Capri.
Ah, the Capri. The Capri. Yes, the garden spot of South Reading.
141 calls in that time frame. The Market Street Manor. 139 calls.
That's up on North Market Street there near Jones Fort, I do believe.
Okay.
That was the Best Western back in the day. It's right next to Jones's Fort. Not Jones Fort. Correction. Old West. It's up there.
Old West. That's what I thought. Is that the one that caught on fire?
No, that's the one on the other side of
that's,
the
okay,
street.
That, okay, now that one's not in that group. Okay, we have America's Best Value, 126 calls. Mm-hmm. So, okay, now there's they've got all these others in here, you know, that have a lot of times the calls, and this is true, will be because they're having problems out in their parking lot or there's been a theft or something. So when you see those, you know, that's one or two, or maybe, you know, in a period of like that, they may have 10 or 12. But when you get 401 calls, you might say that that's too much. And so what do? I mean, why did you know, oh, hey, we're going to make them clean up. How about after number 200? You say, okay, you got to clean this up, clean it up. How about you just say, you continue, how about this? Anything over 100 calls, you have to pay $100 every time the police show up. $100 every time the police show up for anything over, you get a free 100 during the year. Anything over 100, you pay for it. And then, and plus keep the place clean, plus make it habitable and all that. Why should we as taxpayers pay 400 times because the owners don't care? And when you go into these places and you see them like that, obviously the owners don't care. And I would probably imagine the owners don't live here. Maybe that's what we should do is why doesn't the paper publish the names of the owners? So we can write to them and say, you need to clean your area up here. It's causing crime infestation. It's causing, a black eye for our city because you don't care. You have people living in inhabitable places, living in filth, and you don't care. You're still charging the same amount. Am I wrong?
It makes sense. On the other hand, maybe an argument could be made for keeping all your troubled eggs in one basket.
Let's put a fence around them then and give them guns. Give them knives, give them clubs. Here, settle this. You know what? I saw that in Escape from New York, all right? We got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. And we'll be right back.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sun.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, I didn't know you played golf. How's your game?
Well, Sugar Bear, my inner bear loves golf, but my back is killing me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've hit over 1,000 golf balls today, because I'm hoping to get an invitation to play in the next tour event.
Well, buddy, I don't know if I can cure that awful slice of yours, but I do know one place where there's always a standing invitation, breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
You mean Black Bear Diner?
Yep, just like Sunday dinner at Grandma's. You're always welcome for homestyle comfort food classics at Black Bear Diner.
That pot roast with all the fixings, a huge chicken fried steak with creamy mashed potatoes and country gravy, or maybe even some breakfast. It's served all day, you know.
Yeah, I do know. You can have anything you want, Papa Bear. Put down the driver, grab your keys, and let's go where there's always a welcome.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:24 in the morning. Yeah, Roger Hitchcock comes on 7 to 10 every Monday through Friday. Good guy.
Interesting approach to the usual screaming white guy talk radio shtick stuff.
He is. Very well thought out. He's not calling people names all the time and accusing them of everything. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership serving Redding and all the surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for a used or new car, truck, or SUV, Redding Crown Motors and your neighbors have got deals for you, and then their service department is outstanding. We'll keep you on the road. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Redding or give them a call at 223-2177. All right, veterans. Okay, put your listening ears on. Veterans, turn up the radio if you're like Bad Bob. The Veterans of Foreign Wars post number 1934 is going to give away 1,300 pounds. That's 1,300 pounds of salmon Friday to veterans. The giveaway begins at 11 a.m. and will end when all the salmon is gone. The VFW post is at 1251 Oregon Street in Redding. That's right next to, I think, Tapas, right?
Indeed.
So if you're a veteran and you're a member, it just says veterans. It doesn't say a member of the veterans of VFW. It just says veterans. Do you have a card that says you're a veteran?
I do not, but I need to take my 214 down and get one done at the Redding Veterans Service or the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Will give you a piece of give you a card that says you're a veteran. And there's a lot of places in town that give a lot of, and just look at our website, that give discounts. If you're a veteran, just show that 10%, 20%, some of them are 40% off.
Yep.
So, pretty cool.
I'm thinking about taking one of those fillets and, you know, brushing a little oil on it, putting it over the coals for about 10 minutes. Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
Well, I'm thinking of taking some and having them, you know, help me in case the water gets up. have them swim around the house and bring me things.
I may put the plug back in the boat, although my house is like up on a big old rock and I'm well above the running water, but we could lose the roadway and that would be a bad thing. Could be stuck for several days, so you got to be ready for that sort of thing. We could have the power out for several days.
Thank you for this lead-in because we were talking about this. Are you prepared for an emergency, my friends? All right. When we talk about, we've had shows about it. We've had a whole week-long series. We've had a show and tell down at Tobacco and Brew. Are you ready if the electricity goes out? Think about this. You know, storms, wires, trees falling down, lots of rain, so the trees get you know, loose in the ground, and the wind hits it just right, and now goes down the power lines. And once the power lines go down, what if, you know, there's no electricity for 3, 4, 5 days while they're trying to fix it? Now, you know, back in the East Coast, some people still don't have electricity. You know, they were hoping to get it up by Thanksgiving, and it didn't work from the Sandy storm. Okay, so here, do you have the minimum? Do you have water in your house? Do you have flashlights with fresh batteries? Last night I went around and changed all the batteries in the flashlights because, you know, frankly, they were, you know, even though they worked, they were not as, you know, they were getting weak. So changed all those. Yes.
Right now you can go down to like Harbor Freight. You can get these LED lights that throw a ton of light.
Yep.
They burn for hours and hours, so like $4.
Yep. And okay, there's a shout out to somebody, Orchard Freight, but they've got a lot of good stuff down there. But anyway, change the batteries. Do you have just, I know this is going to sound a little silly, but don't you have water? Do you have a 5 gallons or 10 gallons worth of water? Do you have a water purification process? Even if it only does, you know, a gallon every other hour.
A little bubble filter.
You know, something, a bottle filter. Yeah, so you'll have fresh water. And then also, do you have a way of flushing your toilets if you have to? Because if for some reason the water's cut off. you know, the broken water mains, and it would take a long time, but especially for electricity. So you have, so if you don't have electricity, do you have a radio that doesn't run on electricity? Mm-hmm. Oh, how about that? So maybe you should get one of those, or one of those emergency radios that you can, it runs on batteries, but you can also crank it up.
Yep.
And they're not that expensive either, and it can gives you weather updates and keeps you in touch. Do you have...
And there are some models of those hand crank radios that you can plug your cell phone into and recharge the cell phone's battery.
That's even, you know, that's great too. Do you have a place that your family's going to meet? Say this rain comes down and it really comes down hard. Do you, you know, and it, you know, and it shuts down a road. Do you have a place that your family can meet? Do you have, you know, like emergency meeting places? Do you have food in your house for 3, 4, 5 days and a way of cooking it if you had to? I'm not talking about starting a fire in the backyard and barbecue, but that could work too. If, you know, in the barbecue, maybe not a big fire in your backyard, but all of these things, but the big thing is being able to communicate, being able to have water. Do you have enough medicines? You know, do you have enough medicine to last 5 days, 6 days? I know it sounds silly, but do you have it? Because a lot of times, you know, it's one of these things that, oh, I can't get my pills. I've only got 3 left. So,
yeah, we have Jim on the phone. I guess he's got a comment about this situation. Well, Jim, you got to have a minute.
Ask Jim if he can hang. Jim, can you hang on for after the break?
Sure.
All right, we want to do that because we only got a minute left. Now, so we're talking about water. You're talking about a way of having light, flashlights. Will the cell phones work? Well, we think they'll work.
Most of the towers have backups. Also, I want to say, if you have a gen set or you're going to use the barbecue, do not put it in a confined space. I'll
That's
come
right.
out and hit you over the head.
Don't use your charcoal. Don't use a charcoal heater inside the house. You will all die. And that happens every year. You can tell people about it to help warm up the place. We got like 30 seconds here. We're going to come back. Jimmy's on the phone. We're going to talk about this. But are you prepared if the electricity goes off for 4 or 5 days? If I was you and you're not, go out right now and get a few things that will take care of you. And we'll talk a bit more about that when we get back. Plus, what happens if, four women are suing the Department of Defense? We're going to tell you why when we get back after this break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. As the fiscal cliff draws closer, lawmakers keep talking. Some Republicans, like Senator Mitch McConnell, slamming the president for lack of leadership.
The election's over. He won. Congratulations. We've got a hard deadline here, however, and it's still, he's still out on the campaign trail, kind of celebrating.
Although there is some hope that a deal can be reached.
I'm optimistic that we can continue to work together to avert this crisis. And sooner rather than later.
That from House Majority Leader John Boehner, while Democrat John Larson is complimentary.
I commend Leader Boehner, Speaker Boehner, for setting the appropriate tone within the conference.
The financial tally from Superstorm Sandy for New Jersey, $36.8 billion, according to Governor Chris Christie, who is requesting that amount from the federal government. Fox News, we report, you decide.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could
could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved ones so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown Restaurant and Bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. The holidays are coming, and we are currently taking reservations for our private banquet room. No rubber chickens on our menu. Tapas will make your event special. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown. Always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 AM. Good morning. It's 46 degrees, and we're just going to have all types of rain all over the place. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. You know, any place that's called Man's Last Stronghold is a place you want to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, and great people. That's Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Can't say enough about them. All right, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, everybody's
acting
like it'll be Armageddon or something on the rainstorm here.
I'm hearing rain.
Yeah, we had some rains here that washed out the railroad tracks up at the Gibson Turn up there, took out a mile of railroad track. Back in the 70s,
oh, yeah.
We had the floods that went down over into Hoopa there in the 60s. We had 3 feet of snow in Reading in the 60s and broke building tops down and everything down here. So
I was in Cherry Creek Bottom.
I don't think there's
going to
be anything like
64.
That.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope it doesn't get to there. I mean, I'm hearing rain right now. Were you standing outside?
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting outside right now in the rain. I'm here underneath this tin cover out here. You can hear it raining.
I was hoping you were under something that, you know, my listeners just don't stand out in the rain and call.
Well, dedicated ones would.
Oh, you're right. No, that's true. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot.
Yeah, all right.
All right, take care. You know what? That was cute. You know, when you're hearing it like that, hey, no, hey, look, the water's up to my knees. What should I do? Call me when it's up to your waist. Okay. All right. Where were we at? Okay, you know, we talked about emergency preparedness. Main thing is, do you have lights? Do you have food? Do you have water here in case for 3 or 4 days if things go down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, medical supplies, if you have that. You know, I don't see people, I don't see roves, you know, I don't see roaming hordes of zombies running through the neighborhood, so I'm not too, you know, not too bad. However, you should have enough food in the house, and you should have the water, and you should have a way to light yourself around and a way to communicate. You know, that could be something as simple as walkie-talkies.
Yep.
We have those, and, you know,
the
we use
them. Family service radios, yeah.
Sure. And if the electricity goes out, a battery operated radio, so you can hear what's going on and where you can go to in case, you know, they need to, you know, if your neighborhood is going to be out for this. Oh, here's the other thing. Figure your internet may go.
Mm-hmm.
Because as it went before, if something hits, then your internet's out. So you don't have that.
Yes, especially if you have opted for the voice over IP style telephones offered by Charter, where you're not using the standard phone line. The internet lines, they're nice, but they are not as reliable. You know, love them or hate them, the telephone company, AT&T, have invested an awful lot of money in very reliable infrastructure. When was the last time you saw a prolonged outage of a phone line? They are usually on it very, very quick.
That's true. You know, we had, what, 18 hours on the other day because somebody cut a fiber optic cable in San Francisco.
200 miles away. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that. All right. Four women are suing the government, the Department of Defense. These are four military women that are in the military, either in the reserves or one is a first lieutenant that's just getting out right now. They're suing the government. They have a ban on women in ground combat units overturned. The 1994 law bans women from infantry, artillery, special forces, rangers, and all that. They want this changed. Why? Why would they want this changed? I know the Obama administration has introduced affirmative action into the military. Did you know that? Oh yeah, they had a committee that, you know, says, "Oh, the military it's too white. It's too male. It's too all this stuff." And so they've started taking a look at, "Oh gosh, how do we keep people, blah 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 blah." But they started looking at putting women into the infantry units. And now these women are suing, "No, no, no, we need to be in there." Now, not one of these women can make it in an infantry unit. Here's what the Marine Corps did. The Marine Corps, at their officer candidate score, officer training, I say they've already lieutenants. They're already at the peak of their physical conditioning. They're there at the basic school. After the basic school, in 6 months there, where they train every Marine officer in infantry tactics. Now, I'm not talking about specific, but everybody is trained in leadership positions, and you're trained in law. Just you're trained how to do everything. March, uniforms, everything. You train an officer to lead. And they lead each other, and they lead the enlisted troops there. So, but they've got, after that, you go on to your specialty schools, artillery, aviation, or the infantry officer's course. They have put, they had two women in it. So they wanted to experiment with this. Both of them at the peak of their physical capabilities. One couldn't get past the initial test, as several men couldn't. The other one couldn't handle more than 2 weeks before she had started having enough physical problems. A woman captain in the Marine Corps wrote an article about women in the infantry. She was an engineer. She had served almost as, you know, with her men in building and going out like this. What she said was, and I've got a link in there if you go to Time Under the Helmet on Reading.com, there's a link to her story that says she has been physically broken down. She says, and look, she says, "I'm 5'4". I was a collegiate hockey player. I was the type of person they would want to have to test this out because I was, you know, I'm just strong. I'm tough. I can take it." And she said, after 3 years, she says, I can't walk up a hill without tripping because of the amount of weight she was having to carry before that's ruined her back. And the things that her men had to carry and had to do, she couldn't do. Now, why do you want to have women in a unit especially the smaller units that can't keep up physically? Oh, well, we wouldn't want to change the physical, you know, the physical qualifications for this. If you believe that, you believe that we're going to balance this budget in the next 4 years. Of course they're going to change it. Of course they're going to change it. Why would they do that? Why is the military under attack in this administration? We'll be right back.
Hi folks, Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket. And with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our smoking fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional, experienced, and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Carl and Linda Bott here. Our show, Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, 844 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004. Over 50 caregivers providing transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. Every one of these caregivers have been background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded, and insured. Every one of them, Sharon Clark has talked to, looked them in the eye, and said, you've got to do this for our customers. Give Sharon a call for a complimentary in-home assessment, 226-8350. Complimentary in-home assessment. Give Sharon Clark at Home Helpers a call at 226-8350. All right. Well, what else is here? Okay, we talked about the women wanting to be in the infantry when they can't do it. All right, you know, you may get one out of 1,000 that might be able to keep up. Why would you change the whole infantry structure for one woman? This is not Starship Troopers. This is not something set in the future where you see women running and shooting and carrying packs and all that. Have they? Yes. Are women courageous and brave and tenacious? Yes.
Absolutely.
Not saying anything about that. Not saying anything about that. Are they ferocious? Yes. Can they keep up physically? I have not seen that yet. I have never seen them being able to keep up physically, and I trained one of the first integrated platoons in the Marine Corps at the basic school. And the women could not keep up physically with the men in any sense of it. They couldn't do the obstacle courses. They didn't have the upper body strength. Were they smarter? Yes, in most cases. Could they shoot the rifles? Yes. Could they carry the packs and go on the runs? No. They could make it in their own time. Yes. Could they keep up with the men? No. And this is not an indictment against women. It's not. You know, God knows the Marine Corps and the other services could not continue without women in the service. But to take the infantry and the special forces and the Rangers and the recon and say, oh, no, they've got to be in there so they can have the same promotion capabilities or the same promotion opportunities. Well, why would you want to put people into a job they can't keep up with? So I'm a commanding officer, and I say this. Okay, let me look at my officers out there. Okay, we went on our 25-mile hike, which we do, and or a 10-mile or a 5-mile battalion run. Well, look, Lieutenant Smith fell out. Oh, we're into our fifth day of maneuvers where we're
maneuvering up and down the mountains at Pendleton? Or how about this? Bridgeport. Oh, look, Lieutenant Smith can't keep up. She can't keep going up the hills. Oh, now how do I rate her against her fellow officers, no matter how smart, how tenacious, how courageous she is? How do I rate her against her fellow officers if she can't keep up and she can't lead her men, that her men have to carry her pack? I'll tell you. Her chance for promotion is zip. Zero zilch. Oh, that shouldn't be it. They should just be physical. Yes, it should. We're talking about the infantry. I'm not saying anything about women's abilities. You know, they're flying. They're in combat flying. I've been flown by women. And I don't know, you know, if they were direct missions that there were women there, but I have been flown back and forth in there to, you know, by women. Women have been wounded. They're flying attack aircraft and all this. Yes, women have lost their arms, their legs. They have been wounded terribly in this war against terror, IEDs being hit like this. Yes, that was part of the missions. They were guarding convoys. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a concerted effort of being in the infantry. They were not assigned to the infantry or the Rangers. Can they jump out of airplanes? Yeah. Can women make it through jump school? Obviously, because the platoons I was in, the women made it through, and they weren't special. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, good morning. You're on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning, Carl. The topic you're on this morning is very interesting to me after I saw something a couple weeks ago on television.
Uh-huh.
Talking about Obama's war on the military. I think there definitely is. There was a retired general. He was in charge of all of our special forces in the Army, retired 37 years, so he knew what he was talking about. And he said with the military cuts that they're planning on doing, he says, our Navy will be reduced to the size of the Navy it was before World War One. And he says, with China and Russia building like great guns and everything, and they're just, and this is just part of it, the mental breakdown of our military and keeping us in these horrible terrorist wars stuff. I think he just generally hates our military. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Well, you know what? I don't know if he hates the military. I think there's a disdain there, though, for them. And a complete lack of understanding of what the military is like. Remember, this is the man, when he was inaugurated, passed up going to the one small ball that had the Medal of Honor recipients there. Yeah. Oh, no, that's not important enough for me to go to. I have to go dance with Beyonce.
I remember. And
then remember when he asked the veterans to pay for their own wounds suffered in war? Oh, just put it on your private insurance. Now, this is documented. This isn't me making it up. You know, it's a black eye on the Obama administration. And then these other things that have been below the surface. China is launching aircraft carriers. They had the first one land an aircraft on their aircraft carrier. You don't launch aircraft carriers just to guard the Yangtze River.
Right, exactly.
And we're having to pull our aircraft carriers out of the Middle East because of mechanical breakdowns.
The last thing we need to do, I know we've got severe budget problems, but the last thing we need to do is cut back our military in this day and time. Absolutely.
You know, we can do it. You know, I think you're right, Barb. You know, we can do it smart. There's a way of doing this so it's smart. But, this precipitous cuts they're talking about. We had Lieutenant General Frank Labuti was on Monday. Now, this man is, you know, commanded over 80,000 Marines and sailors at one time in his life, you know, the commander of FMF PAC, a war hero, the whole thing. He said these cuts of the personnel, he said, are very worrisome to him because we are not, you know, when you start cutting back like that, how are you going to be able to meet the future requirements? And to think that we can do it with less, oh, we've got technology. Well, we have proved that technology only takes it to a certain point. You need boots on the ground.
Absolutely right.
Barbara, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl. Have a great day.
Thanks. All right, we'll be right back.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery.
In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, we went back down. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460 AM. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson out on 1268 Twin View Boulevard. It's getting close to Christmas. Taxes are going up next year. Your sales tax? Buy your Harley today. Give them a call at 241-7117. You want to ride an icon. You want to start off the new year with a great ride. Then go to Redding Harley Davidson. Give them a call at 241-7117. They're open today from 9 to 5:30, Tuesday through Saturday. You need to experience the ride. Live the dream. Head out to Redding Harley Davidson. This is the place you want to buy your motorcycle at. Okay. Poverty. I want to hit poverty one time here before we go because everybody, oh my God, poverty. According to the government, if a family of four makes $38,000 or less, even with full medical coverage, which they get with Medicaid, they are in poverty. Now, let's talk some statistics. The area they live in, a family of four that are poor, is approximately the same size as a upper middle class family lives in Europe. So when you're talking about that. Now, these are statistics that come from the government now. Only 2% of the poor are homeless. That's 2% too many, in my opinion, but still, 2% of the poor are homeless. 80% of the people in the poverty have air conditioners. 2/3 have cable or satellite. 1/2 have computers. 1/3 large screen TVs. The caloric input for the children is the same as upper middle class Americans. Now, why can't people get out of poverty? We've been working at this thing for so long. Because we keep changing the end result. Well, this is poverty. It's 22,000. No. Now it's 38,000. Next year it's going to be 50,000 or whatever it is. You keep doing that, people are not going to get out of poverty. Because even if they're making $50,000 a year, they're not going to, they're just keep changing the end result. But when you read these statistics about this, is that poverty, yes, we don't want anybody in poverty. We don't want people going hungry. We don't want people homeless. But let's take a look at this. Air conditioning, cable, large screen TVs. Huh. They live better than many of the people in Europe do that are upper middle class. Yeah. All right. Terry, good morning. We only got like 3 minutes.
Okay, Carl, I just want to say something real quick about what Barbara's comment was about the president hating the military. You know, the word hate and disdain have the same results. doesn't matter which word we use. The man does not want to help the military. He wants to basically bring back the military to before World War One levels. And it's just appalling what happens to our veterans. It's appalling what's going on with the homes. To me, we always talk about the good guys and the bad guys. Well, Carl, you definitely are one of the good guys. And there's a lot of good guys out there. But, you know, now is the time that we have to draw the line. November the 6th, 2012, was the first day of us beginning to get this done. And it's interesting because the Tea Party was 3.5 years before the outbreak of the Revolutionary War. Pretty interesting. And I'm not saying anything about being radical here, but what we have to do is do it through the ballot box, do it in the legal ways. But people have to get up and fight, Carl. And there is no time to be in the middle. There is no gray area. We can't be here to please everybody. What's right is right. The Constitution is right. Whether it's disdain or whether it's hate, the results are the same.
The results are the same. That's right. Okay. Terry, thanks a lot.
All right, buddy.
Hey, all right. I want to make another quick announcement about it's going to be bad rains. If you need sandbags, head on out to City Corporation Yard across from the Big League Dreams, Reading Fire Station number 4 on Bonneview Road, Bella Vista Fire Station, Palisadro Fire Station, French Gulch Fire Station, Cottonwood Fire Station, the Jones Valley Fire District, Mountain Gate Fire Station, or Bernie Sheriff's Substation. All of those are going to have, you know, if you need sandbags and sand right there. Okay, Nate, we need to also make an announcement. It seems that Laura Ingram has broken her contract, is not renewing her contract. That's why we've had Tammy Bruce on. We didn't know that until now, when it came out in the papers. It's very similar to Michael Savage when he left and our parent company, not our parent company, but our provider,
our network affiliate,
TRN, didn't bother telling us about that. So this just happened too. So 12 to 3, my friends, who do you want to hear? We're going to throw this one out on the website. Who'd you like to have in here from 12 to 3 every day? What would our listeners want? What would turn you on to listen to this? Laura Ingram, yeah, we liked her, but she's not the end-all to end-all. Who would you like to have on the station from 12 to 3? That doesn't mean we can't get Laura Ingram back. She's just taking a hiatus. We'll find out what's going on with that. Anyway, tomorrow, Dr. Ray John, we're going to be talking about what's going on. What can you do with your animals when this horrible rains are coming through, right? It's a good show today. Thanks a lot for joining us. Thanks for so many phone calls. Just remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. It is times to take a stand. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating
Fox
people
News
well.
Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Optimism from top Republicans, a deal on the deficit will get done before the end of the year deadline. President Obama is keeping the pressure on to get it done his way. Live at the White House, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
House Speaker John Boehner describes himself as a glass half full guy, saying Republicans have done their part putting some revenue hikes on the table.
But it's time for the president and Democrats to get serious about the spending problem that our country has.
Boehner also says his party won't budge on raising tax rates for anybody, but here at the White House, more pressure on tax hikes for the wealthy. President Obama urging supporters now to take to social media using the hashtag My2K, a reference to the $2,000 tax increase the average family could see without a deal, Chris.
Jared, President Obama's lunch guest at the White House tomorrow, Mitt Romney. It's their first visit since the election. $175 million to 1 shot per ticket, but that doesn't matter much to a lot of dreamers buying up Powerball lottery tickets. Tonight's